The only station on the island honored by the Queen. Arise, Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
Now, we've just had a very important person arrive, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Who have we got?
Jeff.
Jeff Horsnell is in the house. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So you're going to entertain, enlighten us, inform, inspire, and all these wonderful words.
I will do my very best.
All about the coast. It's not Coast Guard, is it? It's Coast
no,
Watch.
No, it's not. It's National Coast Watch Institution. And obviously it's shortened to, like the RNLI, it's really just shortened it to NCI. So the National Coast Watch Institution is the NCI, as it's commonly known, out on the water. It's fairly embryonic, actually, and it was founded in 1994. And it was all started because there was down at Bass Point in Cornwall, the local station down there, which was then owned by the Coast Guard, was shut down because, in fact, of all the cutbacks of financial cutbacks at the time.
Okay.
And this was around about 1994, and only a few weeks after they shut the station down and it was no longer manned, a fishing boat went down right outside the old Coast Guard station with a loss of two lives on board. And, of course, the locals in the village said, well, we can't let this possibly happen again. So they actually then started off by manning the old Coast Guard station, which had really been abandoned. And that was the actual start of the NCI. So that was the very first station. That was down at Bass Point in Cornwall, which is by the Lizard, if you know that part of the world.
And what year was that?
That was in 1994.
Okay.
And now, if we fast forward a wee bit now, so we go up to, let's just say, last December 2023, we have now a total, it's blossomed phenomenally since then, and we have 60 stations now around the entire countryside, or around the entire coastline. So that's 60 stations, 60 NCI stations, all right around the coast of England and Wales.
In 20 years?
In 20 years, yeah. And that's from Fleetwood in the northwest, and it stretches right down the coastline through round Wales, down through Cornwall, along the south coast here, and it goes back up, obviously, past the Thames Estuary, up to Filey in North Yorkshire. So virtually every single old Coast Guard station is remanned again. To give you some idea how many people it's now of actually doing it, there are 2,740 volunteers that we have at the moment, which is trained volunteers. Or I say we have, the NCI does. It's come on phenomenally since it first started. Locally, of course, where I'm stationed at the Needles, which is an iconic place to actually be on duty. As you probably well know, it often features in the national news that the strongest winds or the strongest gales that we get are recorded at the Needles. And it is, if you go up there on a very windy day, it is quite something else. And we've got windows in the actual lookout up there, which resembled exactly the same as they would on the ship's window. So they come inwards. You know what I mean? They come in from the top. They come inwards, so the water runs off them.
Oh, okay.
Big windows. And obviously, it's all very tough and glass and that kind of thing. But if we get a very strong wind up there, say anything over around about 100 miles an hour, you can actually see the glass bending, it's breathing.
Does it?
You can
Does
actually
it?
See it breathing. Yeah, it's quite extraordinary. Anyway, there we are. That's up at Needles, which is our local station. We've got a total volunteer force up there now of just about 70. And that's split into three watches throughout the day. We're there in daylight hours. The actual NCI motive is eyes along the coast. So therefore, we basically man the stations throughout daylight hours. Not really a need for us at night. We got the station at Needles on the island here, but we've now opened a new one down at Bembridge. That was opened up around about the beginning of last summer. Also, we got just other local stations, give you some idea of how many we've got around us. There's a station at Gosport, Leon Solent, Calshot Tower as well, Stone Point at Leap Park, which is a tiny little station.
Yeah.
Then go along the coastline to Haingisbury Head, just this side of Bournemouth, Swanage, and St Albans Head. And there's obviously more hours after that, but those are our local stations. We're based, all the actual NCI headquarters are based down at Liskeard. They're also down in Cornwall. That's where all our stuff comes from. And we have a joint memorandum of understanding with the Coast Guard. Now, as far as the NCI is concerned, because of what we do, and we got so many very well-trained guys there, and girls, I hasten to add that we've got quite a few ladies too, which is brilliant, that we've got a memorandum of understanding with the Marine and Coast Guard Agency now. So we are part of... 25 years, we've now part and parcel. We work hand in hand with the various search and rescue assets. So yeah. We are now an asset to HM Coast Guard. So if anything happens and we're local to what's going on, we are brought into what's actually ever happening. So they call us and bring us in on anything we can help with at any time.
But you're not actually part of the Coast Guard, are you? You're a different entity.
Absolutely.
But you work with...
Yeah, we're totally different to the Coast Guard, although we do work, as I just said, hand in hand with them.
Yeah.
I suppose the easiest way to describe it is because they don't have anybody manned on these stations anymore, we are the eyes and the ears of the Coast Guard. And we do, not only our station, many stations get phone calls or a call up from HM Coast Guard saying, we've had a so-and-so, a phone call about a boat which somebody spots that they think is in trouble. Can you see it? Can you tell us what's going on? Things like that. We just bring them up to date. And if we see something ourselves, that's it. We're straight onto the Coast Guard. So everything is centralised, of course, through HMCG, Coast Guard, and we just help out on our side of it as much as we can, being their eyes and ears.
What sort of distance does... Because obviously you've got radars and things like that up there. What's the distance there?
We don't have radar. Our station doesn't have radar. The main reason for it being is that we're... Needles is around about 420 foot up. So, I suppose we could have radar if we pointed it downwards, but I think we'd be able to pick up shipping far easier, what's going past Jersey and Guernsey, than we could locally-wise.
So is it a case of binoculars, is it?
Yeah, we got very powerful binoculars up there, and of course we got a thing called AIS, various ships and boats they give out a signal to... I'm trying to explain this as simply as I can, and this thing goes out and it's picked up on, and it's a thing called AIS, so therefore it gives you a track of where these boats are on the water, so it's superimposed on, say, a picture or a map of the ocean and the island, and you can see where these... you can trace them through. You can actually get AIS on your computer as well. If you go to various sites, you can just pick it up on there.
This sounds very very valuable, obviously very exciting, and you were saying that it's all volunteers.
Yes, it's every single station is totally voluntary, and
are you looking for volunteers now?
Always are. So if anyone's possibly interested in joining us, or any station which is local, I mean, I think we can... I'm sure that Vectis Radio can be picked up somewhere along the south coast, as apart from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As I said, I've mentioned the other stations which are possibly local to you, but in your locality, if anyone's interested in joining the NCI, we're always looking for volunteers, and I find it very worthwhile.
So is there a website for this, for NCI?
Yes, if you just go onto the National Coast Watch, literally just put into your computer National Coast Watch Institution, and that will then give you the various websites. It will then just follow the links through to the various stations, or you can get in touch with Liskeard Direct, and they will then put you in the direction of your local NCI station. Then you approach them for your... either send them an email or a letter via the station manager. Or if you can, just pop in. Some of them are quite happy to entertain guests at any time. I'm afraid that we can't, because we're still part of... the tower that we're in is still part of Coast Guard's property, because they've got a relay station there. So
okay. Yeah. So one more question from me, and then Ross has got a question for you, and then we're going to have to wrap it up, Jeff. If somebody volunteered for this, would they be... do they on their own, or would they be in a team of people on every shift?
No, we think that we're actually called a watch, and the we do three watches basically a day, and we have minimum of two people there. So we have a fully qualified watchkeeper in case something happens. So it has to be somebody fully qualified in all aspects, like chart work and radio work. You'll need a radio license, but we give full training as well,
yeah.
Which is great, because in fact you'll learn so much by literally being taught various bits and pieces. So on that basis, you'll have a fully qualified watchkeeper up there. But if you're a trainee, please come up, and then you'll be on with a fully qualified one. And you could even be three of you up there at a time. So that gives far more chance to have a more in-depth training with, say, a new person who's just joined.
What a wonderful opportunity to save people's lives. Jeff, on behalf of everybody on the island, thank you for what you do and your whole team, your watch. Ross, you have a question, young man.
I have.
Go on then.
Where is the awkward place where people get stuck?
Where people get stuck?
On the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, on the island.
Well, they don't really get stuck as such. It's really a case of that we're there to make sure... We're eyes along the coast, and we're there to make sure that everyone is safe, looks safe. And if there's anybody that doesn't look safe, obviously we keep a much closer eye upon. But let's be quite honest. The sea is a very dangerous place anyway. And it should have, everyone should have great respect for the sea itself.
Yeah.
And any part of the sea is basically, can be a place where you say you could get stuck. Yeah, sure enough, there are certain areas where you're going to get problems like wrecks, which you may or may not know about, or you suddenly, like the shelf round by Bembridge Shelf, which is underwater, you can hit if you're on a boat and you're not unaware of it. There are certain danger areas.
There's lots then.
But if you look, you know what you're doing, and you've got a chart, you should know where these are.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
You going to volunteer, Ross?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on.
You get a nice uniform.
Do I?
Yeah, I've seen Jeff in his uniform. Very smart. He hasn't got it on today. He's got his gardening trousers.
Absolutely.
On
yeah.
With his dinner spilt down his trousers. Jeff, thank you so much
My
for
pleasure.
Coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all that you do, everybody in your team.
That's nice.
It's a wonderful opportunity to help people. And if you're interested in doing that, then follow Jeff's advice and have a look at the website and then go along and volunteer.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.